I saw it's West Side Story. What I saw is just a rhyme. What I saw is West Side Story. What I saw is just a rhyme. Just a reminder, that's our theme song provided by Lobo Loco called All Right in Louisiana. All right, all right, all right. We're here with another episode of the Rusty Shackelford Podcast. Here today with a good buddy of mine, Mr. Gray Fox. Mr. Gray Fox, say hey.
Hey, nice to be here.
All right, you need to make sure you speak up. Traffic, we're out here live from side of the street, so once you be able to hear Mr. Gray Fox, we're going to talk about a couple of little subjects today that we hold kind of dear, or that he holds kind of dear. We'll talk about some online shopping, stuff to be aware about, some good deals, things that he's been able to find, personal experiences. So Mr. Gray Fox, I understand your profession is professional online shopping.
That's correct.
Okay. Is that something you apply for?
That is not. It's just something I kind of came about preparing my 95 Jeep one day.
Self-made position.
Self-made, yes, sir.
You're your own boss.
That is correct.
Okay. So, online shopping. You've been doing online shopping for roughly how long?
Around about 25 years.
25 years. All right. So, what brought you into online shopping?
Well, online shopping was something I just stumbled upon. I was working on. I bought a brand new 95 Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the radiator went out right after I bought it. And back in those days, it was hard to come across parts, so I had to turn to the internet.
Okay. So, Did you find a good radiator?
Yes, I did, and you can say from that point on, I was kind of hooked with online shopping.
Pretty cheap.
Yes, it was affordable.
Okay, so I imagine the service that you use probably, is it still around?
Yes, it is. Yep.
All right. So we just won't mention them. So did any kind of warranty come with your radiator?
It did not come with a warranty.
But you never had any problems out of it?
No, I have not. No, uh-huh. The radiator I had bought it out of a salvaged vehicle. It had been a front-end collision. And they were able to save the radiator.
Well, that's a pretty good story. I'm glad you had good luck with that. So, good story that brought you into online shopping. And today has took you up to a total of, let's see, your purse package is you have spent over $10,000 online?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and those are various websites?
Yes, I use a variety of websites.
It doesn't seem like a lot for only for 24 years or 25 years, so when did your professional online gig take off?
I'd say within the last year or so, maybe 2 years.
Okay. So, the best deals online, use probably Amazon.
That's correct.
Amazon, eBay.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Craigslist.
Craigslist is a good one, yes.
Okay. Let's talk about some good deals that we can find out there today in 2019. What's some of the best deals we can find on Amazon?
Some of the best deals, just in the last week I've got good deals on laundry detergent, road combs.
Is it when we talk about laundry detergent, are we talking about the pods?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay, and I heard you mention road combs.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I've seen a variety of color of road cones here lately.
Yes.
So are those the regular orange ones?
They are not. They're fluorescent yellow on road cones. They seem to be selling the best right now.
Fluorescent yellow road cones. So what are your uses that you use road cones for?
Well, there's all kinds of things you can use road cones for. You can use them for a doorstop.
What about a hat?
Hat. Very fashionable.
What about one of those loudspeakers? You know, like a
megaphone.
If they'd have budget cuts with the police or something like that.
Yeah.
Old crowd tamer or something like that. Yeah. What do you think about that?
That's why I keep them in handy.
So laundry detergent, road cones. Give me a couple more.
Craigslist. I buy a lot of my animals off Craigslist. You get pretty good shipping.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that here in a sec. But what do you mean? What kind of animals?
I buy a lot of my chickens off of Craigslist.
So chickens on Craigslist.
Yes.
So those are live chickens.
Yes, they are live on various ages.
They come with any warranty?
Depends on the seller. Sometimes you can get a written contract. If not, then they don't.
You get that notarized, that written contract?
Yeah, I try to. Get a notarized contract on all my animals.
You ever bought any dogs off Craigslist?
No, I have not.
Just chickens?
Just chickens, yeah.
All right, so let's see. I need a couple more items. I want the listeners to be able to find these good deals that you've been dealing with. Give me two more good deals. We've got traffic cones. You can find good traffic cones, multi-use traffic. Traffic cones, but a handful of things. We've got traffic cones, megaphones, hats.
Yeah, very versatile.
We've got.
I buy a lot of my food off of Amazon as well. By Spam.
Can you get a good deal? When you go to some of these wholesale places, you buy stuff in bulk. Is that the same thing if you're online?
Yeah, it is. It tends to be the more you buy, better deal you get. Actually, out of my $10,000, I spent about $8,000 of it on Spam, and that was a good bulk deal.
Wow, that much money on Spam?
Yes, yes.
Now, does Spam go to the bad?
No, it does not.
Can you make potted meat out of Spam if you crush it up?
You can, yes.
Are you sure about that? Because I just made that up. So, all right, so you get good deals on food. How about the summertime? How about pool supplies?
Pool supplies. So as far as that, just be very careful on buying your own pool noodles. Sometimes you can get some bad ones.
The noodles are bad?
Yeah.
They crack real easy?
They have rips and tears. Some of them will not have the hollowed out middle, and you know.
Yeah.
You gotta have that for a good pool party, yeah. You know.
All right, so I want to talk about something that very, very dear to my heart, because it's about safety. And unfortunately, people have lost their lives to online shopping. And it's a bad world that we live in, but the several gas stations, along with police agencies, are saying bring your products there to do your exchange. I was at a gas station the other day. They had a space in general that was called a transaction safe zone or safe space. That place was for people that have bartered off of Letgo or Craigslist or whatever like that. They have decided that they're going to monitor that space with video to try to deter people from committing crimes, maybe robbery, even murder. So how do you weigh in on that? I imagine, what do you think?
I agree with it. I believe that if we buy something offline, we need to have a safe space to trade and carry out our transactions.
Well, it's the world we live in, you know.
It
I
is.
Mean, it's 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 very scary, you know, to, and if you're going to make a transaction, you want to be able to do it safely. Yes. However, I am going to add to that story and tell you, at that same gas station, there was a vehicle that was in the transaction safe zone. And there wasn't any transacting going on. This vehicle was parked there for over 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's just something we can't tolerate as far as a transacting community, you know.
And the online shopping community. What do you think about the online shopping community?
I mean, that's the thing. People don't take us serious, and we don't need anybody getting hurt and taking up our parking spots, you know, because we need to do our deals.
Yeah, legal deals.
That's correct.
Not illegal dealing. Rusty doesn't support any illegal dealing. You know that, Gray Fox.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so we had talked about online shopping. We talked about safe transactions, transaction safe spaces. Do you want to tell anybody else about online shopping? So we're going to have you on here, and we're going to talk about some general stuff.
Yeah, as far as online shopping, just make sure you have a good router. You don't want to lose any deals due to bad connection. You know, I've lost a few, and it's kept me up at night.
Okay. All right, anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Shout-out.
Yeah, anybody you want to give a shout-out to? As far as anybody that has ever give you a good deal,
best deal,
you don't have to call them by name, though. Maybe they'll recognize your voice.
Yeah.
What about that chicken head guy?
Yeah, chicken head. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go to a short commercial break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. All right, after a short break, we're back with Mr. Gray Fox. Mr. Gray Fox, a professional online shopper. He's been doing online shopping for almost 24 years. So we're glad to have him on the show. We're going to do joke time. Me and him are both going to lead joke time. I got a couple of jokes. He's going to tell some jokes as well. Start off, I'm going to let him tell a joke. I'm going to go ahead and give the mic to Mr. Gray Fox. So go ahead and tell us that first joke you got.
All right, so just ending up some of the online shopping today, we're going to give you an online shopping joke. Ordered a chicken and an egg off of Amazon the other day. I'll let you know which one comes first.
Oh, you did a little funny about online shopping. All right, so Mr. Gray Fox, you know, I was working over there at the bank. I had me a steady job over there at the bank, probably the longest job I've ever kept. Well, got let go. I tell you, I got let go?
No.
All right, so reason I got let go was old girl come up in there, asked me to check her balance. So I pushed her and she fell over. Turns out she didn't have good balance.
Yeah.
So she said that wasn't what she was talking about. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
all right. You got a joke?
Yeah, we got one more. What do you call a fish without its eyes?
Fish with no eyes.
Yeah.
Fish with no eyes. I give up. What do you call a fish with no eyes?
Psh.
Oh, I see what you did there. You took the eye out. Fish. All right, so some couple of jokes with joke time with Gray Fox and Rusty today. Hope y'all having a good day. We're going to go to another short break. All right, we're back from our short break. We are going to discuss one more thing with Mr. Gray Fox here. You just got back off a trip.
That's correct.
Where'd you come back from, Mr. Gray Fox?
Well, we went out to Seattle.
Okay, did you see any scenery?
No, I just visited a few coffee shops.
All right, so what was the cause of the trip? Just vacation?
Yeah, it was vacation, somewhat doing a little research with online shopping. Need to become a little more familiar.
Does it rain out there a lot?
It actually didn't even rain one time when I was there.
Did y'all fly?
We drove.
Man, that's a heck of a drive.
Yes, it is. It took us around 20 hours.
You and the wife take up off up there?
That's correct, yes.
All right, so what's the weirdest sighting you've seen up there?
The weirdest sighting? Probably the weirdest thing we saw was saw a creature just running through the woods. Kind of resembled what some people would say Bigfoot.
Oh, so possibly another Bigfoot sighting.
Yes.
So, anything you want to tell your fans and viewers or people that may know Mr. Gray Fox and his accomplishments in the online shopping world? Buyer beware type stuff.
Just beware of the gimmicks out there, you know. Not everything's a good deal.
Always pay attention to shipping and handling.
Yeah, shipping and handling, that'll get you.
It'll drive the price up pretty quick.
It will.
Sometimes cheaper going to the grocery store.
Sometimes
getting
your own
cheaper. Spam.
Yes, yes.
And not spam like junk email, but spam.
That's
that
correct.
Comes in a
yeah.
can. Alright, well, we appreciate y'all listening. Hopefully y'all found this useful. Get you some online shopping tips and techniques and the ways to stay safe. Y'all have a good day. Bye.